Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
Look at that welt on Gonzaga's body.
I was just thinking the same thing,
from
Joe.
That one kick. Mirko looks tentative, though.
He took one kick, took Krokop to the ground instantly.
That's from a recent match of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, the pretty much no-holds-barred style of sport fighting that makes its debut in Boston this weekend. Joining us to talk about that bloody event and other news from the world of sports is the host of NPR's Only a Game, Bill Littlefield. Bill, welcome.
Thank you, Sasha.
Okay, Bill. Ultimate fighting is usually described as mixed martial arts, which sounds pretty civilized.
But except by the people who describe it as human cockfighting.
Exactly. And it gets that name because basically this is a game where athletes, if you could call them athletes, they go at it nearly naked in a caged ring. You know, they use moves called the mounted crucifix, the guillotine, the neck crank, and organizers explicitly say this is going to be bloody. This sounds like really sick stuff.
Well, the newspaper reporters also promise it's going to be bloody. At least one of them in the Globe began his story, "Blood will be spilled and brains rattled, body parts will be wrenched and battered, some damaged." So if that appeals to you, get in line because tickets start at, I believe it's $75 and range up to $600. And for that, I think you get to sit in the octagon and get your brains beaten in.
And actually, this appeals to a lot of people. So what do you make of the news that this event could be the most lucrative event in the history of the Boston Garden? And as you said, that's even with average ticket prices of about $250. Are sports fans just fundamentally that bloodthirsty?
Is the empire fundamentally in danger? I think that's the larger question. Yes. I mean, obviously, a certain number of people are buying tickets to this thing. It's supposed to not only outdraw Celtics and Bruins games of the past, but also Barbara Streisand, which I think some people may find especially disconcerting. It's probably worth mentioning for perspective's sake that there are a great many doctors in Canada, a far more civilized country to the north of us, who wish for this sport to be banned, absolutely, and don't want it to transpire on their soil at all.
Well, and speaking of banned, Massachusetts only recently legalized this kind of martial arts fighting. And I wonder if you're surprised that the state lawmakers and Governor Patrick actually agreed to have this sport
here. Because they have also agreed to legalize casino gambling. The need for money is a huge provocation to do dangerous and ultimately damaging and stupid things.
And it looks like this event will bring in a lot of money for the state.
Oh, there doesn't seem to be much question about that. They've got it wired so that they're going to profit from it. And of course, they throw up all the usual statistics, like think of all the hotel rooms and all the people going out to dinner afterwards. Because by golly, nothing works up an appetite
like
seeing
blood.
Somebody get kicked in the head.
All right, let's talk about Johnny Damon. So at a time when the Sox desperately need more firepower in their batting lineup, Johnny Damon has rejected Boston's attempt to bring him back. And, you know, he's choosing to stay in all places Detroit.
Right. And the speculation has been that Damon is so unhappy with the way the Red Sox treated him in the past that he doesn't want to give them the satisfaction of being able to bring him back. And there may be some truth to that. There may also be some truth to what Johnny Damon himself has said, which is, "I made a commitment to the Tigers. I agreed to help their young players take the next step in terms of being a good ball club, and I'm going to stay where I am and keep playing here."
But as you say, he got treated pretty savagely by Boston fans when he came back here as a Yankee, you know, heckled and harassed. I'm thinking about this T-shirt I saw at a P-Town shop once. It said Johnny Damon looks like Jesus, acts like Judas, throws like Mary.
Yeah.
I mean, is he just feeling too stung by that to
want
to come back?
Well, anybody who's been in the major leagues, as long as Johnny Damon has been in the major leagues, understands that a certain number of fans are idiots. And he's more familiar with idiots than most, since he called his own team
exactly.
A group of idiots.
With the time we have left, we couldn't resist sharing this bit of tape from a horse race last weekend at a track in New Jersey. The final stretch of the race features two horses, one named The Wife Doesn't Know and the other named My Wife Knows Everything.
Into the final furlong. My wife knows everything. The wife doesn't know. They're 1-2. Of course they are. My wife knows everything in front. To the outside, the wife doesn't know. My wife knows everything. The wife doesn't know.
Now, The Wife Knows Everything ended up winning. Bill, interpret that as you wish.
I wish I'd had $2 on her nose or his nose or whichever the case might have been.
Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs on Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on WBUR. Thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And see you next time.